Holding in Parrot Tom and Gimel, right?
Yes.
Okay. Vayera Hashem al Har Sinai. So, what exactly are we talking about? Be'inyin ha'irida zoi sekyoitza b'zeh. B'ma shebo b'ter b'nevi'im. So what exactly is this Yerida? Das harambam zal binyan zeh ke'irida v'habiyo ha'nema is Hashem Yisroch mevi gashmos. So, you know, as the musig of the, just the word Yerida is a very difficult word. It tends to bring out the corporeality. You think to think of a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a being of some sort. Lefiko daitazal kimashatigim unkles erdo is gali. Ve'eredim v'is gali akol arka gashmis. Chutzim mekoyim simichonik anecha erdim chomitzayim anecha alagam ala shatigim anecha echesim anas kanach. And over there he explains, because that was part of what Hashem told him in a dream. In other words, he's repeating a quote from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's obviously good. And you know, he's not saying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, but he's explaining this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him. So being this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, it's obviously okay to say it the way it is. Baruch HaRambam Zal B'Nizim Oid, Ramban Zal Pashas V'Yigash Heshev Olav. Over there he spoke about the Inyan of Kavod Nira and so on. And the Daitas al Shekozel Unkazetam Nifla Besoida Yaim Per Pasha Vayigash. So the Ramban has a very different take on it, and he says it has some kesher with Kabbalah. Omnomini Oimer Kiloi Rotza Unkles the Harika Gashmis Shekol Eldvorm Enemy Vigashis. He says it has nothing to do with the problem of Hakshama. He said, because to call elu dvarim eno mevien gashmus, she mevien gashmus has a sholem shia b'teira dova mevi gashmus. To say that the Torah has something which brings hakshama, that can't be. Now, v'im shateira dibra b'loshem in adam, gam dibra l'sabes oizin, av l'daba dvarim shem v'ivuna b'l'tishleim adov zayin aklaa. Now, I'm not sure exactly on what basis he says this, because Lemaise, he does say that the Gemara says that it says there was a Nase Adam Bitzalmenu. Chazal say that, even if the guy, if people make a mistake, that's their problem, not our problem. So there is a musig of that. A few places it says the minim. It can nosen mokum the minim litos. So you have this type of vocabulary of minim making a tos. So what's the so I don't understand what the problem is to say that Torah does. He says kilu that itself would be an imperfection Torah. Rakil kol rei v'yagashki mashama kozei Hashem asin etzbaim nemorim klape adam kikach nizah shen sparkitza adam shayurid mashama hasinak. But the Yored means that as far as a person is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Shemayim, now as an Asinai. Bekim shekach etz odom af ki bamitas atzme in adavakach, rak shekach nimtza el odom, yom lo kimash nimtza el odom. So he says that it's an anthropocentric term, the mashal. Like it says, the sun rose in the morning and set the evening. That is 100% true, because we're not talking about the sun. We're talking about humans. We saw the sun rising and setting. We did. So here also, I perceive that Kadosh Baruch Hu to be in Shemayim, and now I perceive an Aretz. So it's not, in other words, as opposed to the other Mefarshim, whether it's the Rambam or Ramban, they're learning it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send down something? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it some sort, was it in Mizgala? He's saying the whole language has nothing to do about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's with us. We perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu now down here rather than up there. That's what he said. So I'll go upon him. וכברך מזו כמה קוימס, רק בכאן נערך קצס, וקצס כדי שנראה תשוב על דבר זה. כי ראוי שינמה על השם יסבור, כפי אשר יסבורך נמצא על האדם, וכפי אשר מקב לאדם כך נמה עליו. So he says, it's appropriate. It's not only the pshat that it's a distortion, a borrowed language. We're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu relative to us. That's exactly what we're talking about. We're never talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu at all. We're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu relative people. It's appropriate to speak Kadosh Baruch Hu in relevant to human. When it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought all animals to Adam to give them names, what was that all about? Ki dafka royo adam sheikar shemus. Kanim tsoim yikolem shemus mishalfim, kifia shemus yachsim elof. So let's talk about this point. This is a very important point the Maral makes. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave Adam to call names for everything? So let's understand a little bit. When let's give an example. Imagine we have a horse standing here. So we have different people looking at this horse. So one person says this horse is a winner, and his business is horse racing, and he looks at the horse as something that races. A second person says this horse is uncomfortable. He's a person who rides on the horse and he needs to get to places, and therefore the horse, this horse happens to be uncomfortable to ride on, and therefore it's kacha kacha. A third person eats horse meat. He's a butcher and he looks at the horse and he says, not enough meat or whatever it is. And all three of them are looking at it and all three of them are right in their world. So is this a piece of meat? Is this a vehicle or is this a plaything? It is whatever you do it. So if, let's say a lion would name the horse a piece of meat. He would name it, this is a walking steak. So Adam gave the name something because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted this world to be an anthropocentric world. I was reading an article, I think it might have been The Economist. No, it was New York Times, that the world would be better off, would the world be better off without the human race or with the human race in terms of, you know, how much we destroy and this and that? Like, are we better for the world? Is the world better off as humans or not? That's looking at the world from the vantage point of the Baal HaChaim. Which is a very different way of looking at the world. So he says, the name of something really depends on what your relationship is. Is air warm or hot? Well, it's much warmer than the waters. It's colder than the fire, Shulchan Yosef. V'chein kol ha'dvar nikroim v'sheimois kifi erech ha'dvarim ha'shem yisachsim aleihem. So everything is called with the name based on relative to whoever's naming it. V'anim tzoyim kulim yisachsim la'odom asher ikor tachtayim. So when it says Adam gave the name to all of them, it means because Adam is what the Messiah is to. Lefikah the Kari Shemus, Kifia Shemus Adam, Lukvajat of Zulse, for Yosim is a Afshmois Bakhikash Adam. So when we talk about the Shem Hashem, it has nothing to do with how Hashem views himself, Kabayachal. It has to do with how Adam views HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole, the terminology regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the terminology of Adam's God. Ubemedrish. Bishah Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livra Sa'adam. Nimlach Bamalach HaShos Mashem HaChazal. Amen Asadam, Amen Loi Maitiva, Amen Chachmosim Rishalachem. Even from Hebefim Chayavoyf, Amen Mazem Mativoy Lohi Yoidim. Even for Adam, Karlam Shemus, Amazesh Mashar, Hamor Sus Ugamo. Amle Vatoma Shimcha, Ama Linoiko Adam Shinvasin Adama. Banimashmi, in other words, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Noel Koista, Hashem Shata Dena Koil, Akadfrochim, Anihu, Anihu, who smears the call the other. So, the Adam gave a name to everything. Plus himself, plus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Birze, Ru'uyim ha-Nivroim she'kor lehem Adam Shem Dafka. It's, the Nivroim definitely need Adam. Bezeh ke'odam u'ikah ba'olam asher nivron Hashem Yisparach. U'mnei zeh roi she'advorim nikron kifi erach Hashem el Adam, shehu ikah. She'kvar man chopam harbe mo'id. Ke'al tashgiach ba'noshim sh'omu ka'galgalim ha'mochim Em yes be mailam min adam shekor bir chacham le bo makam echad rakam koimes em de shamas adam fikra adam ikabel myself ka kriyas hashem roi lada. So I think the morale is adding a point here. What does it mean he saw that his chachma is greater than their chachma? What's that all about? So I think what he means is as follows. The Adam's chachma is at the end of the day, LaMarshall, which philosophy is right? There's no, the question is, which vantage point are we coming from? What's the point of reference? Adam is the point of reference, and therefore his ability to name everything and tag everything is absolute. And that's why the names that Adam gave, the names that Adam gave, are the names that should be done through Adam. You can't, even saying the Malachim are bigger and better and whatever it is, let's give a mashal. If I say that this person is a master teacher, he's a giant, he's a master teacher and so on, so even though on the face of it I'm expressing reverence towards him, but I'm Cheshev and not him. I'm Cheshev in the sense that if he's a teacher, then I'm talking about myself, not about him. When I tag this person as the great teacher, the master teacher, so I've said that in absolute terms. He's chesher to me, correct. But his mitzias is my mitzias by describing it as such. Because calling somebody a teacher is making me the point of reference. So he says the same thing also when the Malachim said, Adam is chesher to Malachim, because even though we say that Malachim are smarter than us, much more spiritual, so elevated, and so on and so forth. But I'm describing him as a malach, which is a mitzias in reference to me. He's a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me. So I define him as such. V'gama Hashem Yisbaruch Hu yekayir Hashem, sheyesh al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem, sheyesh al manivro, k'v'Hashem, k'v'ya Hashem Yisbaruch Hu nesiach Adam. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two names. He has a name that expresses his own mitzvahs, Kavi Yochel, beyond any quantification, etc. That name, Shem Havaya, is a very, very big name, but it's not the name that Adam gave him. He told Adam, I want you to give me a name that will reference you in terms of yourself. So Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun, means Hashem through my lenses. So in the term Yudkei Vavkei is in universal terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, the source of existence, etc. But in my, what's the kesha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with me? The answer to that is, he is my Adon. So even if the Adon is much, much more powerful, stronger, important, anything you want, all important things you want to attribute, but at the end of the day, I'm referencing him to me. So when I call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, I'm making a statement using me as the marker and being kovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he could be much higher than me. Let's give another example. If I say that so-and-so is smarter than me, much smarter than me. So what I'm trying to do is explain this person's role vis-a-vis me. He got the job and I didn't because he's much smarter than me. I ask him anything I don't know because he's much smarter than me. There's always this yachsus from them to me. So it's a worthy name because that name, more than any other name, describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yachas to Adam. V'zeo sh'ama ki chachmasai yoyseh v'shalachem ki afim ha-malachim askilim, even though malachim are bale seichel, v'sichlam b'foal, and their seichel is it's a real seichel. That's not just a potential. It's their seichel is an active intelligence. In other words, their seichel is expressed like they think, so to speak. I think thinking would be like a good example of that. So he says the. Like when you have a center of a circle, Magbellus call it eagle, it describes and defines a circle. I mean, that's not going to matter. So looking at this point, I say, okay, right to the point, left to the point, etc. So that midpoint is defines the circle in all directions. So all Nimtsoyim are described in the relationship to Adam, Shu'ika Metzius. Ki Chachmas Ha'Adam So here we're talking about chachma in understanding the real essence of something. In other words, a chacham understands what something is. It's called metzias, and only from Adam's vantage point do all the things make sense. Now, the malachim can get it because they can put on the glasses of Adam. They can say, if Adam is the center of Bria, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Adon. But that's because they're assuming the Adam's position. So Malachim's response is just that this is what Adam called him. Okay, now another point, a deeper point. Boy, yes, the double gun is moid, because I told him that he da. Kiligami me quell the courts of the Mishra and a Kurdish Techa Ogle. We gave a Moshe said where the center dot is the point of reference for the entire circle. A circle actually is defined as the locus of all points that that are equidistant from a center. That is what a circle is. It's Metzius is defined vis-a-vis center. He says, Odom, kacha Odom em tsoi ben adyonim tachtoinim. Olefika ha Odom gankin ika Metzius. Kem tsoi adavu ika adavu zeidua. So normally on a regular physical surface, the center point will always be seen as being the ika Metzius. Medava zeidua. Olefiza adav akomis afsa Odom shu ika koil. Medava zebor vemis enkan leharich. Udava omoik. Uloi disboya bemaka macha. So he talks about in different areas, whenever you speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis, which Hanhagis HaKadosh Baruch Hu are you talking about? Din, Chesed, Din, so on, which is the Iker? The Klal is the center Hanhagis, is the Iker. Whichever one is seen as being in the balance, the center balance, that's going to be the Iker. And the Mela, the Iker is going to be that Nekuda. And it's going to be the center point of it. And Adam, parallel to the Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Adam is the center point. He is to the Bria, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas, in the array of Hanhagas, Adam commands the same place. So let's take the old proverbial sort of Einstein's relativity. If I am on if I'm going on a train, then the kid may rightfully say that the platform is moving backwards because he's in the train. The world is his world, and it's the platform's moving backwards. I once heard a lecture from a professor in one of the big universities. I forgot which one it was. Might have been a professor in Cornell or something like that. And he was giving, there was some sort of alumni gathering, convention, something of that nature, and he was giving a guest lecture on physics, on relativity. So he said, he's Indian, had a slight accent, it was very cute. He said, I'm sitting in the train, an Amtrak train, and I see all of a sudden cows going backwards at 60 miles per hour. So I could say the cows going back on 60 are marching backwards 60 miles per hour, or the Amtrak train is going ahead 60 miles per hour. He said, knowing Amtrak, the first possibility is definitely very reasonable. You know, it was very cute. But at any rate, this is the right way. How do I describe this? This is the right way. Describe it. I was once, it was a long, long, long time ago, Rav Moshe Shulman was the Rosh Yeshiva in Slabodka. I was in the house when I was a Bachiyat visiting, I don't know, 45 years ago, and he had just come back from a trip to America, and his grandchildren were there, and his Rebbetzin asked the grandchild, Aaron, why did Saba go to America? And his answer was to buy me toys, to buy me a present. That was like, and she looked and said, from his point of view, that is what the trip is all about. So he says, Adam Kereshemes are called the Kim Shakereshemes and said, Adam Nemesha Yuri Rabba, Kikach Mikal Kereshem Shabbat HaSinai. It came down to me.
Because
כשאנס רוח נמצא פי המקבל, ודובה זה רק מועית. ואולי תאימה, כי מצד השכל השייך בירידה, maybe you'll tell me that in pure abstract reasoning and thinking, it's not shy of such a thing. So the rain odom sikh legamri. People perceive, we're not only thinking people. For me, he is here and present. He came to me because I knock on the door and Kashbrok answers. The Adam Kirisham Kashim Tselov, the Dovers Kirisham Shim Tselov, the Dovers who say God Moid Rokashi, I say there's a negative Nechatami. So, this the correct, and this is one of the reasons when people ask, are the Psukim lying or telling the truth when they say that the sun rises and sets? The answer is it's telling the absolute truth because we are the Iker, and for us it's rising and setting. Let's give a crazy march. This is also a march when people come along with marching along, Psukim say that the earth goes, that the sun goes around the earth. It's the same answer. The Psukim are talking from our point of view because that's the real point of view. Let's give a marshal. Imagine you took your child to see a play, and in the play there's a magnificent scene where the whole town is burning down, or castle's burning down, or whatever. And the child will say, "Well, you know, this is where all the fighting led to, that everything is destroyed." And you answer, "Well, it wasn't really destroyed. It's just they reflect the light in a way where it looks like this fire is flickering up and down, but it's just a mirage and not." It's not. As a play, this is the emes. The emes of the play is not what happened backstage. It's what you saw. That's the play. And if you're a guy doing props, so that's a different world. But in the world of people, our world, the sun goes around the earth. That's our world. That's the world's important. If the mechanics are such that it's an illusion, that's fine. It has nothing to do. So scientifically, if you want to send up a satellite, then fine. That's the way to do it. But tachlis, it's the right way to speak about it. This is also why, Lamasha, all the halachas that deal with things relevant to Adam, in other words, is something a bug that you can't see doesn't exist halachically. Halacha is given. Adam's perspective is the emes of halacha. Well, the fikur book called Vork Me Vayis Atzev Atikzam Shema Yisrael Kichod Vork Me Inba Mitosi Yisbar. I sense Akashbrochu's anger. Even though always So all of this is absolutely correct. That Adam should be, everything should be referred to in using Adam as point of reference. It says, בוודא נמצאים כמה שהם דברים כמה שהם. כן נמצא למצואים כאשר הם בחיסון כמה שהם. כאשר הם בשלימוס, הם עושים כמה שהם בשלימוס, ונאמר בזה יסך שהם במעשו, אבל זה ריבוי. So, let's take a simple muscle. Imagine you have the perfect teacher who has total control over his or her feelings and so on, and is totally dedicated to the classroom. So in a classroom, when you display warmth and embrace, or you display anger or distance or cold or businesslike, all of those are... And so to say the teacher get angry is means mitzad the students, the relationship was anger. Teach himself that that's not him. But I want, my students need to understand me the way I'm interacting with them, because that's who I am in the classroom. In the class, who I am. So if I'm a person without perfect control over my feelings, so I sometimes get very upset because I'm upset. It has nothing to do with you. I'm upset and I let it out. But when I'm trying to be mesiach, so that's the way I do it. So why getting back to unklus? It's just the right when you metargim. It's a euphemism. Will come down to the world. It means I will go to Mitzrayim with you. So over there, the problem was in the semantics of it, that it's not derech kavod. So Lamaisa, he says it all depends on just the niceness of the lashon. It's what Rashi calls in places tikkun lashon. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, take care and have a good fach.
Good fach.